Hello there, thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. We do appreciate you listening and trust that it is of help to you as you consider some of the facts that God presents to us in His Word, the Bible, and as you consider the obligation we have to consider spiritual issues and to respond to them in an appropriate way. This week in the United Kingdom we're facing a lot of storms and things seem to be rather rough as far as the weather's concerned. But actually things are stormy in other respects as well. Most of us look around us and wonder just how are we going to fare economically and financially over the coming years. We're now a number of years into this financial crisis and things seem to be deepening and things seem to be worse than they ever were. And I have not created or recording this podcast this week to be a prophet of doom, but we do have to face reality at times, and it is something that we find hard to cope with when we wonder just what will it be like for our children, or maybe you've grandchildren, you think about them, or maybe you're starting early off in life and you think, how are we going to fare? How am I going to get a job? How am I going to manage financially? Storms are difficult things and we feel out of control and we find that we can't control the environment or we can't control the weather, and sometimes there are things in life that are out with our control as well. And I think our politicians and economists and financiers would agree that we're really grappling with issues that are beyond our control, or at least very, very unpredictable as to how things will go and how things will fare. The Bible tells us that there are storms in terms of this world's spiritual condition as well. The Bible tells us of a storm that came many years ago when God judged the world with a flood, and Noah was brought to a place of safety that God had created for him. He'd given him the template, he'd given him the blueprint, build an ark and seal it, and it's capable of rescuing and preserving and saving people from the coming judgment. And only 8 people responded to the message. And if you don't believe the story, then don't just read your Bible, though that would be the best thing to read, but check your history and look at the world civilization's stories and legend and find they all agree in this. There was a world flood. There was a day of judgment, and 8 were saved in a great boat. God has really made the statement that he will judge the world again in a future day. But there was another storm that we need to think about. It was a storm that broke upon the head of Jesus Christ. We come to the time of the year when we consider his birth, and we think of the lovely child that was born at Bethlehem, and we think of the statement of the angel to Mary, "He shall be great." And he indeed has been. H.G. Wells said that he is the pivotal point in human history, and he wasn't a Christian, but he recognised that fact. He shall be great, none greater in world history than Jesus Christ. Or the modern atheistic mentality would try to minimise that fact. Humanism would try to destroy that fact. The modern philosophies of life would try to say that he's irrelevant to world history, but he stands central both in terms of time, BC, AD, and in terms of changing the course of history. Why? Because Emmanuel was his name. God was manifest in flesh. And I would love you to consider that he came not just to live a good life, though he did that, an exemplary one, without sin, without fault. None of his enemies, none of his friends ever found a flaw or a fault in him. He is without sin. He did no sin. In him is no sin. He didn't just come to do miraculous things, though he certainly did that. The great historians of the ancient world, whether it be Josephus or whether it be other men like Tacitus, record the miraculous things that he did. But he did the miracles to show us who he was, God manifest in flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. But he didn't just come to live a lovely life or to do miracles, he came to die. He said, "For this cause came I into the world." He came that upon the cross the storm of God's judgment would break upon him, his holy head, would take the full wrath of God in hours of darkness that are indescribable to mankind. Because he put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He bore in his body our sins to the tree. We today can be forgiven. We can be cleansed. We can be redeemed. We can have atonement. We can have cleansing and forgiveness because Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. I wonder if today you would consider the wonderful message of the Christ of God who died to save you and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you would, that would be a wonderful thing. Please listen to more and Seek the Truth. Please contact us through the site if we can help you further. We do appreciate you listening. Thank you once again.